Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Okay, what does Billy Joel want to put out to an audience when he goes on stage?
All right, we're here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're here at Suburbs Fed Suburbs Fest Midwest. Thanks for the beer. Hello. Hey, how's everybody doing? What's the temperature? Oh, we got Keith. Keith's in the room now. So you're probably going to want to record an episode, right? Okay. All right. Okay, but today we have Jason Goble.
Yes.
So Jason came from New York to Chicago.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
For this. This is wonderful.
Very cosmopolitan.
I got to be honest. I thought I was coming for the Sound Opinion podcast, so I'm sorry about that.
We'll ignore that.
Okay. No, I'm here for you guys. You throw a good party, by the way. So there you go.
Did you have fun last night?
I did have fun last night.
You got up and sang.
I did. And for anybody that's listening, hopefully there's no tape of that. So. Great.
I thought you did great. All right.
Do not listen to Mixcloud. Listen to Mixcloud for everybody else's show, but whatever was done last night,
do not listen
to Mixcloud.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to set the timer for 10 minutes. And Jason, what would you like to talk about today?
All right. This actually, I've been thinking about a couple things, and I'm going to go with this one. Pop culture affected the way I hear a song. And the reason it came up is you, Pat, and Scott did your radio show today, and you guys played The Night Chicago Died.
Right.
And it's first time I probably heard that song in a long time, and what popped into my head was the scene in High Fidelity where Rob, John Cusack's character, basically finds out that Laura had died, and or Laura's father had died, and John Cusack is planning a mixtape and basically starts singing The Night Laura's Father Died. So
nice.
That was one example. The other one that always pops in my head, and you know, I grew up on Long Island, and basically, I think it's in the law that you gotta love Billy Joel. I like him any event, but recently when I've gone to Billy Joel concerts, and especially if I've seen the movie Step Brothers, anytime he plays anything from the 80s, I basically think of that scene where Horatio Sands is the leader of the band, and it's an 80s Billy Joel tribute band. And the guy in the audience starts yelling out like 70 songs, like, play Honesty, play Moving Out. And basically he says, no, we just do 80s Billy Joel.
How are you? We are Uptown Girl. We are California's preeminent 1980s Billy Joel cover band.
Piano Man!
Woo! What did I just say, man? All right, we don't play that, so let's keep it in the late 80s and let's keep it fun. Okay, you guys having a good time?
Start the fire, buddy! Come on, man, play something from Stranger!
We strictly do 80s Joel music, sir.
This is going to be horrible, but I was at a Billy Joel concert. It was the day before Memorial Day weekend, and he played Goodnight Saigon. And Billy Joel, when he does Goodnight Saigon, usually will bring out like members of his crew to sing like the chorus. And that night he actually brought up people, troops, you know, that were in town. You know, it's Fleet Week in New York, and should have been a great moment. But all I'm thinking is, we only do 80s Billy Joel at the end of the day. So those were the two things I thought of. I don't know if you guys have examples or not.
Well, I think a lot of people probably have this experience, right? You can't listen to the song Stuck in the Middle with You without thinking of a scene from Reservoir Dogs, right? It's just impossible now. It's changed the song. You got any examples like that?
I'm trying to think. Nothing that's like popping into my mind, which is unusual.
Anyone?
Clarence Carter stroking.
You missed that.
Security. Okay. All right. I don't know. There's probably some others too.
Yeah.
Where like when you hear the song, you think of a movie or TV show or something else. Reservoir Dogs is the only one I can think of. All right, Scott Parks has something.
A somewhat recent movie, Baby Driver, and it's Bell Bottoms from John Spencer Blues Absolute. Explosion.
Great
like
example.
I can't not think about that scene when that song is playing. So that's one that kind of, and that's how I got to know John Spencer. I didn't really know him very much before that movie.
Wow, yeah. Very cool.
Justin's coming up here.
All right, so if I say the end scene of the 40-year-old virgin, does the song for anybody pop into their head?
Was that Heat of the Moment?
Yes. No. It's the Age of Aquarius.
Oh, yeah, I remember this now.
So with all the big dancing right there at the end and credits. So
that's a good one. All right, Bob Peterson has one.
Three words: Master of Puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, from a recent TV show? Is that what you're talking about? Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give a spoiler.
So. Yeah. All right.
I will say Kenny Rogers in the first edition just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in. Is very much the Big Lebowski bowling scene.
Yes, you have to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. By the way, we were talking earlier about sound effects.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't Goodnight Saigon have like sound effects in it, right?
Helicopters. Yes.
All right. I'm reaching into the bag of questions for Jason Goebel's question here. All right. I don't know if this... I don't know. You're a New Yorker. Maybe this question doesn't work for you. The question is, what is the fastest you have ever driven? Do you drive?
So, I don't drive anymore in the city, but I guess this is... New York basically has this thing where there's New York City and the rest of New York, for lack of a better word. And, it works where I'm going with this. It works both ways where, New York City is definitely self-centered. But I once got a speeding ticket driving up to Albany driving up to Colgate. And we went to for a college reunion, and the speed limit was 65. I think it just got up to 65, and I was driving 70. And I was as people reacted, I was a little annoyed by the ticket, and the policeman pulled me over, and he looked at my license, and he said, "Oh, you're from New York," and I said, "Yeah, but." You're from New York too. So I don't know. That probably did not help me get out of the ticket.
No.
So
you went from a warning to a ticket that moment.
Probably was the extent. So
wow. But is 70 that's the fastest you've ever driven a car? 70?
I have probably gone definitely I definitely have never gone 100 I would say maybe 75, 80 is probably the fast.
I'm going to just make your story a little bit better. So then you were so peeved about getting the ticket that you just peeled out of there, right?
And
you just,
that's right.
Not all that happened.
It was supposed to take me an hour to get to Colgate, and it took 15 minutes. So
There you go. All right. Let's give you one more. Hang on. We got time. Let me give you one more. One more here. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Power to turn back time, a power. Like sure. To potentially change events.
Sure.
Yeah, wow. I would say turn back time.
Oh, no.
Something doesn't go well. Fix it.
I'm kind of afraid to ask any follow-up questions on this.
So you want to go back to last night and re-sing your song?
You want to avoid that ticket, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. That's probably the safe explanation.
All right. Okay. Beautiful. All right, Jason Goble, everybody. There we go. Okay, so we have at least one more.
At least one more.
At least one more. Okay, so we'll do this tomorrow-ish. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in. What condition my condition was in.
Yeah, but you're from New York too.